to the official podcast for St. Philip's Episcopal Church in Rochester, Michigan. You can learn more about our church at our website, stpfeeds.org. Our Sunday services are at 8 and 10 a.m., and all are welcome. This podcast is the Stewardship Witness for Sunday, October 15th, 2017, by Tom Beck.
At our September meeting, we were discussing who we could get to do these testimonials, and someone suggested that it would be nice to have a younger perspective. And I thought that was a great idea, and then I realized, oh, they're talking about me. I guess being a junior high school teacher, I'm not usually the younger perspective. I'm always kind of the older veteran. But it was nice, it was kind of flattering to be considered the younger perspective. So as we were sitting there, being a member of the Stewardship and Finance Committee for a long time, we've always done gratitude, every year. And I've really never really thought about, okay, what am I really thankful for? We've done it every year, and kind of realized I didn't really think a whole lot about what I'm thankful for. And it all kind of hit me all at once. I thought of a lot of different things. My family, my job, just being born in the U.S. of A., with the freedoms that we enjoy. So there are a lot of things, and I thought, there are so many things. Is there some kind of a theme, or is there some kind of a common thread? And then last Sunday, sitting in church and listening to Father Eric's sermon, I realized that for me, it's always kind of come down to relationships. And he discussed the importance of relationships. And for me, relationships not only with the family that I was born into. I was born in Sterling Heights. My parents were able to send me to college, pay for me to go to college so that I could get a degree and enter the education profession. My mom, who has supported everything that I've done my whole life, she still comes to games on Friday nights, comes to softball games, the relationship that I was able to have with my father before he passed, was able to coach with him for a number of years, both football and baseball, before he passed. My sisters, who, had a big part in raising me and making me the person that I am today. And of course, my wife, who's always been my rock and always has been my best friend. My daughters, who make me proud every day, no matter what it is, whether they're marching in the band or cheerleading or horseback riding, and especially their schoolwork, they've always been excellent students, which for me as a teacher is, makes it easy. Also, the people that I work with, a lot of decisions that I've made over the years to stay where I've been at the same building for 20 years, always centered around relationships. The people that I work with, no matter who are, the principals we went through, that came and went, the kids that came through, was always the people that I worked with was why I stayed there. I had opportunities to go, but I always chose to stay because the people were there. And the same with coaching. I've kind of bounced around coaching a lot of different places, but was always, where was I going to go where I was going to be a part of the staff and enjoy the people that I worked with? Also, my relationship with the people in St. Philip's. Teaching Sunday school, being on the vestry, which is definitely an experience if you haven't done it. I'm not planning on doing it anytime soon again for a little while, but it is definitely, I learned so much, and it was a great experience for me. Former students and players who come back to school to see me, to visit, former players that you run into, or when you see them go on and be successful in college or whatever it is. So it really came down that I'm really thankful for all of the wonderful relationships that I've had in my life. It has allowed me to get to where I am, to have the success that I have had in a lot of different areas. And I think the most important thing has been my relationship with God. Without that, none of the rest of it would have been possible. Thank you.